The smell of coffee and bacon wafted through Rain's door early the next morning. She rubbed her eyes and glanced at her phone. She pulled a sweatshirt over her pajamas, opened the door, and padded into the hall. Wearing an apron, Damon turned with plates in one hand and a tray of muffins in the other. "Kissing cuts calories." He raised his eyebrows. "I like the apron."
"What in the world are you doing?"
He opened his arms and looked down at the apron. Protecting my clothes from the bacon grease."
"Not that. This."
She waved a finger around the kitchen.
"Oh, breakfast. You do eat, correct? Good morning, by the way. You must have slept well because you look much better."
Damon appraised her, clearly liking what he saw. He set the plates and the food on the counter.
"I know what you need."
Reaching over to the bar, he grabbed a big coffee cup and thrust it in her hand. Rain stared at him open-mouthed as he filled her cup.
"I like cream. Do you?"
Slowly, he nodded, prompting her.
"Yes, Damon, I like cream. Thank you."
Rain shifted her weight to one foot and considered smiling.
"Yes, I like cream."
"I knew it," he said, already pouring it into her cup. Picking the food and plates back up, he stood close, arms extended almost around her.
"Well, do you?"
Her tongue stalled as thoughts careened through her mind.
"Do I what?"
"Do you feel better?" She blinked.
"Yes, I do.
A lot better." She put the cup down without answering and walked back to her bathroom. Pulling her sweater back over her head, she realized the movement in her arm was full and free of pain. Carefully, she pulled the bandage back, staring at the wound reflected in the mirror. The redness was gone, and along with it, every ounce of pain. Touching it, she marveled at how the skin was rejuvenating. She threw her sweatshirt back on and went back into the kitchen.
"Okay, what was in that tea?"
Was it my spit or the tea? You're beautiful in the morning. Do you know that?" Damon took off the apron.
"You have no idea what this means. I don't have to take painkillers."
She paused.
"Will I? Is it really healed, do you think?"
"My guess is yes." He tipped his head toward her balcony. "I've set up breakfast on your balcony. I hope you like frittatas and blueberry muffins." Rain swirled around to look outside.
"It's cold."
"That's why I made you a fire in your chimney." He handed her the cup of coffee and walked past.
"Are you coming, or must I eat alone?"
Dumbfounded, Rain followed him and stood staring at the table, which was dressed in a tablecloth and big bouquet of winter flowers. Her favorite. The fire crackled next to the table, and delicious aromas swirled in the air.
"How?"
"I woke up early. My internal clock is messed up, as you Americans say. Do you mind? I was hungry and your kitchen was bare, so I walked to the store down the street."
"I'll have to pay you back for all this."
"Not a chance. Think of it as forward payment on your help this morning, because I'm going to need it." Opening her mouth, she started to say something, scratching her head, then turned to look at her kitchen before turning back.
"I'm wondering if you're arrogant, kind, or crazy."
He gave her a lopsided smile and tapped the chair.
"For you, I'm knight and slave."
She sat, and he threw a blanket over her legs. Rain shook her head.
"You know how to impress a woman, I'll give you that."
And she bet he'd impressed more than a few. Pulling up a chair, he sat close.
"You've not seen anything yet." "You are crazy."
"No, I'm not." Damon laughed and tossed a napkin into his lap.
"Manic? Do you feel a need to throw yourself into things and then burn out quickly?"
"Very consistent. Once I find something I like, I stay with it." He took a bite.
"For centuries.
I also happen to love cooking."
"Do you pray?"
"I do.
Don't you?"
"No," he scoffed. "But I'm all ears. Please do the honors.